Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Sue Hammersmith, and she is the president and CEO of Lenawee Community Foundation. Sue, we're excited to talk to you today about all the great things the foundation is doing, especially in the midst of the current COVID-19 epidemic. First off, thank you.
Well, thank you, Kathy. We appreciate the opportunity to share what the community is enabling us to do.
Yeah, I know the Lenawee Community Foundation has been around quite a while, and it is a great resource for a lot of different entities, basically in our community, a lot of different nonprofits. Tell us a little bit about how the current situations are going with the disbursement of funds to help people in the current situation.
Well, we decided on March 20th that we needed to do something. And at that point, we had three entities that started to give us money. And by March 23rd, we had our first round of grants, $35,000 out to nonprofits in the community.
Wow. I'm sure they were very grateful to receive those. How did you decide who to disperse the money to?
Well, we knew initially the most urgent need was for food. So we put $19,000 in food pantries, and we did that throughout the county. So no matter where you were, if you were out in Addison, Onsted, Clinton, Hudson, Morenci, Blissfield, wherever, Tipton, we got money to all the outlying county communities as well as the Adrian area. So no matter where people were, they could get to a local food pantry to get food. We also gave some money for utilities, rent, mortgage. We gave money to our shelters because we knew they were operating, and helped people right away with that first $35,000 in grants.
Well, it's so wonderful that the Lenawee Community Foundation is such a viable and important asset to our community. I love the fact that the money is dispersed all throughout Lenawee County. It's not just the larger cities.
Well, Lenawee is in our name, and we did a second round also on April 15th, and again, we put money in the food pantries for utilities, for rent and mortgage, and our shelters. But we also did some unusual grants in the second round. We helped with telemed counseling at Catholic Charities. We helped with unmet needs at Holy Family Parish and Community Action. And then we also helped with some child care scholarships because we found out there were a lot of people working in jobs that didn't necessarily pay a whole lot, but they had young children out of school, and then they had a new child care expenses. So we're helping with that need also.
It's great that you're looking for those different opportunities that a lot of the times, those are the things that kind of fall through the cracks that we forget about from, you know, just an emergent situation.
You never know. And one of the things we do is every week we meet with the Essential Needs Council. Those are the service providers here in Lenawee County. We have done one survey, formal survey of our nonprofits, but we are in contact with our nonprofits almost daily, asking them what are their needs as an agency and what are the needs of their clients, so we can be right on the front lines partnering with them, raising funds to address those needs.
That's great. I know there's lots of ways that people can get involved with the Lenawee Community Foundation. It's a great avenue to know that your donation is being utilized correctly.
We work really hard to make those gifts count. We have had match money, so 100% of the gifts have been matched, and 100% of the gifts go to the nonprofits to help people here. So I think that's really great. So our donors know that. They know we're connected and making those grants to where they can do the most good. So the money does really count. We get a lot of very positive comments from our donors saying they trust us to get the money to go where it'll do the most good. And we get a wonderful notes from our nonprofits thanking us and telling us how grateful the people are that are receiving help from these nonprofits. So it's incredibly important. If people are interested in giving, they can do it right through our website. It's lenaweecf.com, or drop a check in the mail to us at P.O. Box 142 in Tecumseh.
And, of course, you probably also need volunteers, I would assume, to run a foundation of this size.
We're not using so many directly, but people want to volunteer. And there are ways people can volunteer during this crisis. So if people are interested, they can contact us, and we will find them opportunities to volunteer that are safe during this time. We also publish a resource guide, so if they or someone they know need resources, they can contact us.
So if our listeners are a part of a nonprofit that maybe could benefit from some of your assistance, how would they go about connecting with the Lenawee Community Foundation?
They simply need to email or give us a call and just let us know what they're doing and you know, what their needs might be as they're helping people in our community. I think that we're pretty well connected with everybody, but there may be somebody out there that we aren't. So please feel free to reach out to us and have that conversation. We consider ourselves partners in the community. We're not really that funder-fundee relationship where we tell you what to do with your money. We want the nonprofits to tell us their needs, and we respond to what they need.
Of course, you mentioned the website. Is there any other social media presence that the foundation has?
We are on Facebook. They can send us messages through Facebook. They can call us at 423-1729. Our office doors are locked, but our phones are being answered. Our emails are being answered. I'm Sue@lenawecf.com. People can email us, call us. We are accessible. They can send a message to us through our webpage or through Facebook. We will respond.
Well, thank you so much, Sue. We appreciate it. And we want to wish you continued success. I reiterate the fact that the Lenawee Community Foundation is an amazing group of people and really a huge asset for our community.
Well, we can't say thanks enough to Midwest Energy for their grant to the COVID Response Fund and to all the other foundations, businesses, and individual donors who have helped made our work possible during this time and will help us to continue this work. We're truly, truly grateful to be able to help our community.
And again, we want to remind people you can go to lenaweecf.com and find out more information about the Lenawee Community Foundation. Thanks again, Sue.
Thanks, Kathy.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.